Michigan Rundown Podcast.
Walton, Chapman, hoist a three. Michigan wins!
At midcourt, extra pass.
And it goes for the win!
Presented by Jake Singer.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Michigan Rundown Podcast. My name is Jake Singer, and on today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the unbelievable team effort that this Michigan football team had as they defeated Iowa in the Big Ten championship game to win their first Big Ten title since 2004 and clinching a playoff berth for the first time in CFP history. Guys, I have to tell you all, being at this game was maybe even more exciting than being at the Ohio State game. The atmosphere was electric. You could definitely tell the disparity in Michigan fans to Iowa fans. I would want to say it's 65-35 Michigan fans. The atmosphere was crazy. We were indoors. We were loud. We were excited. And Michigan brought the heat. They came there to dominate. They came to win. There was no letdown. There was no, typical Michigan, typical Harbaugh. None of that happened. It was quite the opposite, actually. Michigan came in there expecting to dog the Iowa Hawkeyes, and they did very convincingly in a 42-3 win. Now, I just have to say, from the first play on, you could tell the momentum was to Michigan, and that Michigan was going to have to do something themselves to hurt themselves for Iowa to have a chance in that game. It started on the first, in the first quarter on a 67-yard run touchdown by Blake Corum. Just to see Corum on the field was exciting. Not to mention, you saw vintage Corum from the beginning of the season. You know, he took the ball. It was the offensive line was creating holes for him, and he took that ball to the house. You know, it was also amazing to see on that play, J.J. McCarthy was leading the way in blocking. You know, that is a football player move. When you have a quarterback willing to sacrifice his body, put his body on the line to put a block out to score a touchdown in a Big Ten championship game, you don't see that often. Not in college and definitely not in the NFL. So just to see a quarterback do that, especially someone like J.J. who probably takes great care of his body and probably, you know, as a Michigan fan, you worry sometimes for him putting his body on the line like that. In that specific situation, that was amazing to see that he was willing to do that to take the dub and get the momentum on Michigan's side. Now, once we scored that touchdown, we didn't let up. The very next play when we were on offense, we threw a flea flicker from Donovan Edwards to Roman Wilson to take on a 75-yard touchdown throw to take a 14-0 lead. Now, Michigan was saying after the game that they've been practicing that play for 10 weeks, and Harbaugh even alluded to that Donovan Edwards has never missed that throw in practice. In that specific situation, when the pressure was on the line, Donovan threw an amazing throw to Roman Wilson right in the breadbasket, and Roman, all he had to do was put his hands out, catch it in his chest, and he took it 75 yards to the house by being the fastest player on that field. At that point, when we were up 14-0, you knew that Michigan wasn't losing this game. You know, Cade was on fire that night. He threw for 169 yards and a touchdown, you know, and that was a big part of this offense because although he didn't throw for the most yards and although he, you know, the game plan is not always through him, he made his throws, he was accurate, and he didn't make mistakes. And I think when a quarterback plays like that, they say the quarterback is the one position where they are just entrusted to not lose the game. If a quarterback does not lose the game, then your team should play pretty well. And Cade McNamara did not lose this game, and he even did a lot of stuff to win this game. And I was very impressed with his performance. But of course, like most weeks, you know, speaking about this team, speaking about this offense, it was all through the run game. Not only did Blake Corum have a 67-yard touchdown, but Hassan Haskins carried the ball 17 carries for 56 yards and two touchdowns. He is elite in the red zone, especially on the goal line. You know when you give the ball to him, he is not going to be stopped. He will end up in that end zone, and he did so on two different occasions. You know, he now has 20 rushing touchdowns on the season, which is a new single-season record for the Wolverines. And then when you speak about this from also on the offensive side, you know, guys were catching the ball. You had Eric Aul make a one-handed catch in the end zone. Luke Schoonmaker had a one-handed catch on the sidelines that put us on the one-yard line where Hassan could just run the ball in. If those guys don't make those catches, this game is not as lopsided as it turned out to be. Yes, we probably still would have won, but the fact that our tight ends, wide receivers, running backs, everyone was making plays. And when you have an offense like that where everyone is making plays with as dominant of a defense as Michigan has, you're not losing many games the way they played against Iowa. And they showed that Iowa's a pretty good team. They ranked 13th in the country. They were ranked second at one point this year. You could not have taken them lightly. And Michigan came out despite all the talks of, oh, what if they lost this game? And this is the typical Michigan team that would definitely lose after they beat Ohio State. No, they went in and took that momentum from the Ohio State win and won by 39 points in a conference championship game. Just domination through and through. Now, if I want to talk about the defensive side of things, the defense was arguably more dominant than the offense was. You know, the Wolverines held the Hawkeyes to only 279 yards total and held the Hawkeyes to 3.9 yards per play. Aiden Hutchinson got his sack. It seems like every week he's getting those sacks. And because of how dominating of a performance he had, he was the first defensive player to earn the Big Ten Championship Game MVP honor, which is just unreal. You know, now Aiden Hutchinson has won the Defensive Player of the Year for the Big Ten, won the Defensive Player of the Year for college football, Big Ten MVP as a defensive player. You know, these honors are not something to just look past on. This is crazy that not only is he having as dominating of a year as he's having, but he's on this Michigan team that you'd think every year there's so much talent and they always tend to underperform. In Hutchinson's case, he has, you know, probably a little underrated going into this year and has just blown the roof off of college football and now is in prime position to take possibly the number one overall pick on him this upcoming NFL draft. I'm just so proud of him. I'm so happy for him. And it's just amazing to see that this is happening on this Michigan football team where we've just had so many defensive issues in the past few years. But he's not the only defensive player that played outstanding against Iowa. David Ajabo combined for had six tackles and a sack and helped keep the Hawkeyes out of the end zone. That was an amazing performance. Every week, you see Ajabo and Hutchinson getting pressure on the quarterback, which you just did not see in years past for Michigan. And you had guys like Rashawn Gary and Devin Bush, who were amazing players, but you never had and Chase Winovich, of course, but you never had a tandem of two defensive ends that constantly, does not matter what side they go on, will just dominate the tackle that's ahead of them. They stunt well. They run plays well. Aiden Hutchinson is just a bull rusher. David Ajabo has some really nice spin moves and some quick feet work. All of this just goes into the fact that we held this Iowa Hawkeyes offense to 3 points. You are not winning a football game in the Big Ten if you score 3 points. And yes, Michigan put up 42, but they still would have won this game even if our offense had underperformed because our defense was just so dominant. And I just really have to give credit to Mike McDonald, this coaching staff, Harbaugh, of course. You know, this defense was not good last year. We went 2-4 for a reason. And they came in this year, they made changes, they got these guys ready in the offseason. The players had a different mentality about this season they had last season, and they went out and just killed the competition. And I'm so happy that we ended the Big Ten regular season on such a high note, beating Iowa, winning the Big Ten championship. That's what this is all about. You know, for this team, it was never necessarily about winning a national championship every year because we had not won a Big Ten championship. But the fact now that we've gotten ourselves to the Big Ten championship, have won a Big Ten championship, now for years in the future, the mentality can be about a national championship. That helps with recruiting. That helps with morale in the locker room. The fans love it. The students are ecstatic. I can attest personally. So I think all of these things, you know, doors just open up by winning a Big Ten championship, especially being the underdog that Michigan was during the offseason going into this year. You know, a few of my takeaways this game especially was just not letting up. keeping the, you know, the foot on the pedal, not letting up, especially at the end. I think we were up definitely 3 or 4 scores at that point, where Cade McNamara threw the over-the-shoulder pass to Eric All for the touchdown. You know, that's a hard catch. Eric All made some really tough catches, and there were a lot of questions going into, you know, especially this game, but also, of course, this year on our tight end room. And I even had a lot of questions on our tight end room. And both Eric All and Luke Schoonmaker have really stepped it up this year and have outperformed themselves. And I am so impressed and really ecstatic to see what they can do going into the playoff, because when you have two tight ends that not only can block but are also really good at catching the ball, that is a nightmare for a defense, because then they have to not only worry about our wide receivers and not only our catching running backs like Donovan Edwards and Blake Corum, but you also have to worry about two different tight ends that we like to set up at the same time on offense. So that is just really, really, really exciting to see what we can do with that going into the college football playoff playing against Georgia. And I'm just so excited to see what we can do. You know, a few of my other takeaways, just a, you know, for a team that we're going up against now in Georgia, Georgia is a strong defensive-minded team. They have a pretty good offense. Offense has, you know, come and gone this season, especially against Alabama. You definitely saw the offense really dwindled, and that really gave the opportunity for Alabama to take advantage. I think, you know, in a lot of ways, that mindset's very similar to the whole Big Ten. You know, Iowa, very much a defensive-minded team. Michigan is a very big defensively-minded team. So I don't think we should be that concerned with that specific play because we just played it. Iowa is known for their defense. They are known for winning games with their defense. And Michigan put up 42 points on them. Georgia is known for winning games with their magnificent defense. Alabama just put up 42 points on them. So I think, you know, going into it, yes, there's a lot of questions of can we compete with Georgia? Georgia, in my opinion, was still probably the best team in college football, even over Alabama. I think we should be number one at the moment. But that all being said, we are playing Georgia. They just came off of a really, really bad loss where they could have went undefeated, been number one in the college football playoff. Now they dropped to 3. They're, you know, although they're the points favored, they're the 3 seed while we're the 2 seed. So some could argue that they're the underdog in this game. They're either going to show up and play their best football we've seen all year, or they're going to cave. And I think there's a really strong possibility that they do cave. And I think Michigan can really take advantage of that, like they took advantage of Iowa's defense. Once you find the holes in the defense, your whole offensive playbook opens up. The fact that Michigan was running the ball and passing the ball in such an effective and efficient manner against Iowa, Iowa could not do anything defensively to stop us. And I think going into Georgia, you have to set the tone early once again. But you will see that if we start scoring on Georgia in a pretty easy way, their defense is going to open up, and that will give Michigan the opportunity to take full advantage of them. So I'm really excited to see. We have, you know, a few weeks ahead of us, a nice break. I know the players are really enjoying this break right now, and they're going to get back to work, and they have a long time. Both teams have 3 weeks to figure out their opponent. And we'll just have to see what happens, you know, on December 31st. But I am so proud of this team. I did not expect this team to do as well as we did this year, especially after our performance last season. You could probably listen at my earlier, you know, podcast this season that I was definitely not this enthusiastic and energetic about this football team. But I'm all in. I hope you all guys are all in. And I think we have a real legitimate chance at the national championship this year, given this team, given our opponents, given this, you know, given our identity as a football team, we are one to be reckoned with and one to be feared. And I am so excited to see what we can do in the future. So with that, thank you everybody for listening to this podcast. I'll be coming out possibly in the next few weeks with basketball podcast. That season is now underway. We have a lot of questions to figure out there, but hopefully we're turning in the right direction. But for now, I don't blame you. It's probably on my mind too. Right now, it's football, football, football. Once the football season ends, we'll focus on basketball and hockey. But right now, we have such a good position to be in, and I'm so ready to see what this football team does. So thank you, everybody, for listening, and I hope you all have an amazing day. Thank you.